This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health. As natural as counting sheep and much, much more effective, Serenity is the natural sleep aid supplement that helps you wind down without the grogginess and fogginess that habit-forming sleep aids can sometimes cause. Try it risk-free for 90 days with 15% off from eunatural.com using checkout code eHealth15.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Michaela Johnson, a licensed psychotherapist who encourages people to speak their truth with grace and live a courageous life of authenticity. And we certainly appreciate that. Looking forward to hearing from you. And Michaela, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome, and thanks for your time. So looking at relationships, tell us, how does one find happiness in relationships? If you can find that, you're certainly in good shape.
It's definitely true right now, especially. I think that the important thing is that oftentimes when we get into a relationship, we start to shift our inner truth to match our partner's inner truth. And we find ourselves down the road, you know, 1 year, 5 year, 10 years, 20 years, and we've lost sight of ourselves. And then we start to have some resentments towards our partner. And it's really not our partner's responsibility to dictate how we show up. It's up to us to decide how we show up in our relationships. And it's really important that we are connecting with who we are inside and sharing that with our partner or spouse. Now, this is, of course, notwithstanding, you know, physical abuse or something like that, but just speaking in general terms in relationships, when you start to ask for what you need and really start to share who you are, then your partner can respond accordingly and you can start to create a happier life together.
Very well put, and a great lead off here today as well. Now, if you would share some advice or tips on how to raise happy kids when both parents work, we'd love to hear your input on that.
So I think in general, what happens with kiddos and parents is that parents start to think that they are in the driver's seat of their child's life. And in reality, we're in the passenger seat. So our role is simply to advise them on how to experience life on their own. And there's a lot of empowerment that comes along with realizing that they get to make their own choices. They also get to experience their own consequences. So when parents get into trouble is when they decide and they make all of the decisions and things backfire. And then there's fallout with the children, and then they're fighting and they have turmoil. Where if you can present choices to your children from a very young age, starting from when they can really understand the English language up until they're teenagers, they're going to start to respect that not only are they responsible for the choices that they make in their life, but they're also responsible for the consequences that come with that. And so a lot of times, you know, when both parents are working, as you specifically asked, they're entrusting the school, they're entrusting the daycare, they're entrusting other people. And so they start to feel less control over what's happening and how their children are turning out to be. And so if you just kind of remind yourself that, hey, I can invite them to have simple conversation with me and be fully present, shutting down my cell phone when I am spending time with them. It's not about the total amount of time we spend. It's about the quality of the time we do have. So if you can have a 15-minute conversation over dinner or less if they're younger, or you can play a board game together, or you can read a book before bed. Those are the sorts of things that are going to make you feel more connected and your time with your children more important.
Certainly some great advice on that front. Really appreciate that. Now, everyone has bouts of fear from time to time. How does one find happiness in spite of fear, especially with what's going on? A lot of folks have experienced some kind of fear of late.
With fear, it's really a fun thing because it is there for human survival. So we absolutely need to have fear, and that's what the catch-22 is. You know, we store information from events that that we are afraid of so that we can avoid those situations in the future. So the important thing to ask yourself is this a rational thought or is this an irrational thought? And what can I change within this? So I like to freak out for a certain period of time. I'm going to freak out for 10 minutes. I'm going to freak out for an hour, whatever it might be. And then I'm going to set those thoughts down and say, okay, what can I actually change about this in the moment? And if the answer is nothing, then it's probably not worth dwelling on anymore. And a lot of the fears that we have today, we're not going to have in 5 years. They're not going to be on the worry list longer than probably, you know, a week, 2 weeks, a year at the most. And so when you think about things like that, think about the things that you might have been stressed about last year or worried about last year and how different your life looks now, it can really put it into perspective that it's really helpful to set a worry clock and then start making some positive action towards changing things in your life that you can actually have some control over.
I really appreciate that response, and I'm sure the audience agrees with me as well on that and feels the same. Now, as natural as counting sheep and much, much more effective, try Serenity at 15% off from unatural.com with checkout code eHealth15. Again, that is eunatural.com, checkout code eHealth15. Now, today, we're speaking with Michaela Johnson, a licensed psychotherapist who encourages people to speak their truth with grace and live a courageous life of authenticity. She's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Relationship Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Michaela, how can one be happy when feeling a lack of confidence? That can be difficult.
I think that's one of the more challenging areas. When we think about who we are as a person and what our own negative self-talk can do to ourselves, that's when we get into the stickiest situations. And so really, I like to think about having a daily gratitude, 5 minutes in the morning for just jotting down the things you're grateful for, the things that are going well in your life. And having a personal mantra, I can do hard things, or I am enough. Those can be great tools to start to build your confidence. And so maybe if you're at work and you don't feel confident at work because your boss is always harping on you, or a coworker seems to do everything better, you know, just saying, I am enough throughout the day can really help. And likewise, coming home in the evening and having some evening reflection on your day and jotting down things that you've done that you did well. And maybe it's simply I drove my car well today. You know, I didn't cut anybody off. I didn't whatever, and that can be enough. It can simply be enough. But to be happy when you have a lack of confidence takes building and working on your confidence every day, the same way that you would work on learning any other new skill in your life.
Now, coming back to the teenagers, any tips for teens who have big goals and limited resources?
I think one of the problems with our society is that we often ask our teenagers, you know, what one thing do you want to be when you grow up? And I think for teens, what's important to remember is that you can be all of those things. You can do all of those things in different ways, and you can have, you know, a number of different hobbies, and you can switch careers, and all that is going to be okay. And so for those that have limited resources, it's important to just start with what you do have and start building on that, and then build your foundation of people in your life. Often I think teenagers these days have been taken away from that socialization connection piece because of social media, but you do have a huge tool there. And so consider how you show up for people in your life and who can help you, who could be resources, and build upon those relationships, because those people, your you know, older adults in your life have already been there and done that. And so while they may be very annoying at times, they can also be a great resource for you as well.
Michaela, super information, timely as well, and really appreciate what you do in the space as a licensed psychotherapist as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we wrap things up here today?
Well, I just actually published, it's a pre-order now, Empowered, a motivational journal for women, and that can be an incredible tool for women who are looking to expand their confidence, expand their happiness, and just generally speak their truth with grace and live a courageous life of authenticity.
And Michaela, I was just about to ask you, where can folks tap into that resource as well as get more information on yourself as well as your services? Where is the best place online to do so?
Yeah, so they can find everything on beyoufindhappy.com, B-E-Y-O-U, findhappy.com, and everything's available there.
And that certainly works. Again, Michaela, all the best, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Michaela Johnson, a licensed psychotherapist who encourages people to speak their truth with grace and live a courageous life of authenticity. And for more information, simply visit meyoufindhappy.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health as natural as counting sheep and much, much more effective. Try Serenity at 15% off from unatural.com with checkout code eHealth15. Again, that is eunatural.com, checkout code eHealth15.